Okay, we are being recorded. So don't swear, nobody. No, I'm just kidding. Is everybody at a place where they're either downloading it from the back office or from Jason's awesome website? You got it up? I'm going to take that as a yes. Does anybody not have it up?
That's the game.
No, I do not have it up.
Who's they do not?
This is Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Okay, so what was the site I need to go to?
Newcoachtraining.com.
Okay, get it started. Okay.
And then at the bottom of the page, it says download, right, Jason?
I think it's like step two, getting started right, and that'll take you to the link that says getting started right PDF, and that should download for you, and you can edit that file.
Now, I'm sitting in a nice, comfortable chair, so I'm going off the blue book. So I'm not going to say page numbers, guys. I am going to just talk about the pages themselves, so you better follow along. First off, I'm Jeff Armbruster. I'm most of the team's Star Diamond coach. Some of you on the call who are my personally sponsored coaches, such as Amber, and I'm not sure if Brian's on, Brian Brewer, who are my new coaches for this week. I am your direct coach, and obviously for most of you, I'm your Star Diamond coach. We actually have Jason Diebold on, who's our Star Diamond coach as well, and my coach. He's actually Star Diamond in about three centers. So he will probably be injecting here and there. What you guys see on the very first page is obviously introduction. And then if you scan down a little bit farther, you're going to see the introduction from Carl Deichler. Let you guys read that at your own leisure here. It's just basically describing what we're going to do in this Getting Started Right interview. The Getting Started Right interview is a part of a system called the game plan, and this is the first step for new coaches who are just joining the business. So what you're going to do is basically spend the next hour and 15 minutes with me. We're going to go through everything you guys need to know as a new coach. I'm going to stop periodically and take any questions. What I have found with most of my calls is that most people are afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid. I don't like to go to the end and answer questions. I like to kind of go along here and take any questions. So, but at the end of each page, I'm going to ask you guys any questions. So interject. Did someone just join? Thought I heard a beep.
There's Julie.
Hey, Julie. So what you guys are going to see in the next page is basically a blueprint, a guideline of what we're going to talk about tonight, a roadmap. There's nine different items. We're going to talk about your why, business income. We're going to talk about fitness and nutrition goals, your support team, events and training, setting up your account, creating a list, which I think is one of the most important parts of this training, the system, which we just talked about, the game plan, and we're going to talk about how you make money through commissions and bonuses. That's kind of where we're going. Any questions, guys?
Sounds good.
Okay. The first page is determining your why. There are so many reasons why you get into coaching, and every single one of you has different reasons. You know, my original reason was to save 25% off the programs and products. Basically, that was my first reason, but my why has changed so much that I found myself adjusting it constantly. I have a whiteboard where I keep a lot of my goals in my fitness room and also in a different part of my house where I'm constantly looking at them. Some coaches like to put them on the refrigerator, but your whys should actually be written down on that next page. And that's what Jason was talking about. For those of you that have that edible format pulled up there, feel free to please type them in there and send them to your coach. So, Amber, that means you would be sending me that document when you got it all filled out. And for all those of you on the call who are with Andy or with Mary or with anybody your coach is on there, please make sure you're sending that document to your coach because they're going to be working with you to keep you accountable and help you set some goals for yourself to reach those. You see on the explanation page of determining your why some very common examples of why people get into coaching. Family vacations, they want to have time to be able to attend their children's activities. You know, they want to be able to own their home. Some extra income, be debt-free. There's so many different reasons, and you guys all have your own reasons. The one thing that I always interject here is that, you know, I don't want you guys to make your why strictly, you know, about building a large income. You're going to be able to do that, but one of the things I've seen with a lot of new coaches is they become so focused on the money portion of building an income, that they really struggle convincing the people that you want to help them out. And that's what coaching is about. It's actually about helping people getting into their lives and making sure they live happier, healthier, fulfilling lives. When you do that, you care about that person that you're helping. The financial parts of it will take care of itself. There's nothing more true than that. And I'm asking you guys to put your faith in me and don't focus on the income, because it will come. It's going to come as an accident. It's going to come as a byproduct of you actually getting into lives, helping people, and the main reason is basically helping people live a happy, fulfilling life. Those that focus really at the money from the very start, they kind of struggle, and I just don't want to see you guys make the mistake that I've seen some coaches come in and out of the business for. That make sense? Okay. Any questions on your why, guys? It's pretty self-explanatory, but it's really, really important. It may seem a little elementary to be typing those things in, but guys, when you see those goals every day, when you see your whys, it motivates you to work your business and not just treat this like a $14.95 a month fan club. You have so many opportunities for that $15 a month you pay as a coach, and by putting your whys on paper and seeing those every day, they keep you motivated. Anything you want to add, Jason?
No, I mean, the thing is that there's going to be days where you don't want to answer some emails, you want to go to bed a little bit early, and when you do that, you just kind of come back to this document and remember, it helps you to remember why you got stuff.
Yep. Okay, guys, the next page is setting business goals and income expectations. You're going to see an area there where we're asking you to basically, with your current schedule, and everybody's different, how many hours a day can you commit to your Team Beachbody business right now? And again, everybody's got different schedules. So look at your schedule and write down and stick to it. Write down how many hours right now can you put to your Team Beachbody business. For some people, it might be 4 to 6 hours a day, you know, your stay at home. For other people with your day jobs, it could be 1 to 2 hours a day. Trust me, it's going to change over time as your business builds and you're getting more involved, like Jason just alluded to, answering some emails and contacting some prospects and your own customers. It's going to change. It's going to evolve. So be prepared for that to change. Sometimes I encourage people that are doing this on paper to write it in pencil so you can erase that and change it. If you're typing it up, just be prepared to change that number. And the next one is, how many days per week can you commit to your business? You know, everybody's schedule is different. There might be some days where you can't put that 2 or 3 hours you wrote in the blank above. You know, you're running around, you got long days at work, you're running your kids from A to Z. And then finally, the third one, the total number of hours based on those two above that you're willing to commit to your business. How many total hours are you doing this? What you're really setting up, guys, is office hours. This is a business. If you treat it like a business, it'll treat you back like a business. Every brick-and-mortar business has hours posted out there. And this is no different. Just because it's you doing a home-based business doesn't mean you shouldn't set up some boundaries and some guidelines here and stick to them. So this is where we're asking you to set your business goals in the form of how many hours a day can you commit to it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to, if you have a home office, close the door, get in there and do your thing. Tell your family that you know, this is my time to work on your business. Some of you might choose to do it after hours. You know, for me, family time is kind of sacred, and I'm at a point with my business that it's grown so much that generally between 5 and 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, I don't answer many texts, answer many phone calls. I let it go to voicemail because I'm spending family time. You guys might be doing the same thing, but whatever hours you pick, stick to them. Any questions on the hours and business goals, guys?
Yeah, maybe just to do an example or two.
You're breaking up, Jason. Say it one more time.
Maybe just to take an example or two for anybody that wants to contribute about how many hours they feel comfortable with doing.
Does anybody have a situation where you feel comfortable here kind of letting the group know how many hours right now you can commit to your business based on your own schedule? Otherwise, I'm going to pick on somebody.
That's right. We'll call me.
Okay.
I could do hours like 9 to midnight.
That's good. That's a good start. Was that Anita?
Yeah.
Yep, that's me. I'm just that I look at family time as sacred time too, so that will probably be my schedule.
Yep, and you're probably a lot of people are going to ask, but what do you do as a new coach between 9 and midnight? You know, a lot of people aren't up. That doesn't necessarily mean that might not change. Anita might put some hours in while her kids are at school or, you know, whatever. But the reality of it is 9 to midnight, you can get a lot done. You can be on Facebook looking at a lot of your friends' statuses or setting up your websites, you know, to be tailored to you and getting your bio written. You can be taking those statuses in Facebook and responding to people and teasing the fact that you're now a Team Beachbody coach, sending some emails to your circle of friends, family members, coworkers, you know, who might have been asking you about your own fitness journey already. You can start, you know, letting people know about your websites and what you're doing now. So many things, you know, can be done in that initial time. Actually, I think a new coach has some of the busiest time around when you first join this business. You know, you can be researching domain names to forward to your Team Beachbody page. Anything and everything is possible when you're a brand new coach. That's what myself, that's what Jason is, that's what your own coach is for, to help you set up. What do you do in those first, you know, few initial weeks? So thanks, Anita, for volunteering there.
Right, and I think the trick here is, you know, not to overcommit, but not to undercommit. You know, if going forward in this document, we say we want to get to $1,000 a week in the first few months, and you're only saying that you're willing to work, you know, 1 hour a day, 3 days a week, well, that's not really a realistic goal. So what we're doing here is seeing how much time you have available and then trying to tie that into the results that you want to get. And then Jeff and I and your coach can help develop a plan to reach that.
Yep, exactly. And that kind of segues nicely into the bottom part of that page is setting income expectations. And you want to set some realistic ones based on those amount of hours, like Jason just alluded to above. If you're putting an hour a day in, don't say in the first month you want to make, you know, $500 a month. It's not going to happen. You know, based on those amount of hours above, you're going to want to reflect that appropriately down below. And I'll kind of, what I always kind of do here is give people an example of the three things that I wrote down in my first documentation here of what I wanted to make in my first month, 6 month, and 12 month. You know, my first month, I wanted to basically make enough money to cover my supplements. It was kind of a lofty goal because I was spending between $2 and $2.50 a month on my supplements between everything I was doing. You know, that it wasn't too tough to do because that's about what, you know, anywhere from $60 to $70 a week, which is, you know, selling two P90Xs or maybe one Shakeology and a P90X can cover that. And I was able to do that in my first month between, you know, what I was already kind of doing on Facebook. I had a lot of people who were interested and ended up turning into, you know, some commissions, some sales, some new customers, and a coach. So that was like my first month goal, was to pay for the supplements that I was already using. My 6 month goal was a little loftier, you know, kind of like Jason described. I set my goals a little bit higher, so I would have put the appropriate amount of effort in. You know, I needed to make about $250 to $300 with round about 500 total for covering my Trailblazer payment and my trailer. That's what my 6 month goal. I wanted to make the payments on those two things. I have a travel trailer and a Trailblazer payment at the time. And so I needed to make about $400 to $500 a month, which was a little bit more, $100 to $150, you know, a week, which is what I needed to make. And I was able to do that because I wrote it down once again and I saw it. And over the course of a few months, I was able to build enough customer base. Enough coaches came into my business where I was starting to see some cycle bonuses as a part of my paycheck every week. So that was my 6 month goal. And then my 12 month goal was a little bit loftier. It was basically making an additional house payment. That's always been one of my big goals. Is I wanted to, you know, with one of my goals from Team Beachbody, I want to get my house paid off before I'm 40. Well, to put that in a more microscopic view, my 12 month goal was to make a second house payment every single month, which was about $1,000 a month for me, and $250 a week. Now we are looking at or $1,000 a month. And because I wrote it down once again, I was at the point where I was making about $1,600 a month or about $400 a week by month number 12. Because I wrote it down and I appropriately put the level of effort in between month 6 and 12 to get to my next goal. So that's kind of an example, guys, of where you're going to want to write down some goals because they give you something to shoot for. And I urge you, don't make your goals too small. You know, do not make them too small, because you're going to put about that small amount of effort in. You know, I'm not going to steal this from you, Jason, but something you've always told me in the past that stuck with me is you had somebody who wanted to make a pool payment. Why don't you describe that?
Yeah, I love that story. I had one of my coaches I first signed up, you know, nearly 4 years ago, and we went through the kind of this getting started right interview with him, and, you know, I'm like, well, what's your goal? And he's like, Jason, if I could just make a pool payment, you know, every month with this business, I'd be happy. I'm like, awesome. You know, I think especially initially, you know, $200, $250 a month pool payment, that's something very possible to achieve. But the caution there is make sure that the goal you set isn't too easily achievable, because he never looked beyond that pool payment. Once he got to that point, he was basically done. And so, you know, years later, I look at it, he's still making about $250, $300 a week, because he never looked beyond a further goal. So that's why, you know, there's a one-month goal, a six-month goal, and a year goal. So, you know, put that in accordingly. And remember to go back and reflect upon the hours that you've already said that you're willing to work. If you're working 4 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know, that's 24 hours a week. And if you're working 24 hours a week, a year from now, how much do you expect to be getting paid for that? You know, it's a joke within the company that I made $3.74 my first 6 months. So if you looked at all the hours I put in to get that salary, I was making like a penny an hour or a day, you know, just not much money at all. But now 4 years later, the income's got so much bigger and we've helped more people and the team goes larger. You know, now the hourly income is, you know, including $100 an hour. So you have to kind of start small but think big in the long run and put down those goals here so that you can remember it, like those days when you don't want to.
Yep. Everybody still there? Kind of went silent there.
Yep.
Okay. You know, Jason's one of the hardest working people that I know. You know, the other night we spent a couple hours on the phone. He just had all this energy about different things he was doing for our team, such as this website, newcoachtraining.com. You know, his success didn't come from not putting any effort in. You know, his success just didn't come from because his team's gotten big. Yes, that's a big portion of it, but it's because a lot of the work and the tools he's built for us. So this newcoachtraining.com, guys, is going to be a big site for all of you to use to send your new coaches to you know, we're making the tools, and Jason's making the tools much more easy and accessible for us. So that's just kind of an example of the amount of effort and time he's put in over time to build his income.
Great, yeah, thanks. I mean, the idea behind that, just to go on for one more minute, is that a lot of people don't know what to do to get started. So you say, okay, we'll log into your WOW, we click on the coach tab, go to new coach training, under new coach training, go to getting started, and then new coach, you know, training. Watch those three videos, do the five PDFs, and then you'll have a good feeling of what to do. And that's just so much to say, and it's hard to understand. So if we can just tell them to go to newcoachtraining.com, it's going to kind of lead them through those four or five steps to get them to that point. At the end of that point, they've got a GSR interview practically done. They can call, they're told to call their upline coach to go over it with them, and then they're on to the game plan. So it's just a great way to get started, and all you have to do is tell your new client that a new coach training is at home.
And as things change, guys, and Beachbody gives us more tools and more ways to succeed, Jason's going to make sure that site's updated. So thank you, Jason. Any questions, guys, on business goals and income expectations? I mean, it's pretty elementary stuff. It's pretty self-explanatory, but it's so, so important.
Again, I think it's important to share if somebody wants to talk about the income goals they have.
Anybody, you know, besides Anita, she's already broken the ice. You know, anybody have an idea? I'm going to pick on Tim because he mentioned it, and he's got me thinking about get the ball rolling. Tim, do you kind of have an idea of what you want to do in your first 6 and 12 months?
I do have an idea. I talked to, you know, Fred and I have talked about this quite a bit. I think, you know, realistically, they're centered an awful lot, like you just shared that yours were. I would have to say my first month, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the number I wrote down is $250. By the 6 month, I'd like to be up, I put between 500 and 750. And by the end of the year, I put 1,500 down.
And I think those are great realistic goals. you know, between Fred, myself, Jason, you know, we can help you get there based on doing some tweaking. And obviously you, me, and Jason and Fred talked the other day, and you got a great, great plan, you know,
right,
for really promoting yourself, promoting your business, and like I said many times in that call, overall helping people in the process through that segment you guys are thinking about.
Exactly.
So you got a great, great plan. That's awesome. Anybody else have any example you'd like to share? You know, I'd love to hear somebody, you know, with something drastically different. You know, one of the greatest things I think about this business is not the large incomes that a lot of big coaches are making, but a lot of times it's that $300, $400, $500 a month extra to help cover, you know, costs in your home. For those that didn't go to the game plan event in Lansing on Saturday and didn't hear me say this, it was a very, very powerful statement that really hit home for me when I heard it a couple of weeks ago when we were on a reward trip. They mentioned that 70 to 80% of all the foreclosures in the United States in 2010 could have been avoided had that household income been about $300 to $400 more a month. And that's at the borderline of, you know, you could have saved your home if you would have just been making $300 to $400 a month. And I think some of the greatest amount of success stories in Team Beachbody is not the coach who's making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week. It's the one, the biggest heroes to me are the ones that are bringing in a little bit of extra income to help supplement, you know, what's already being brought in by their day jobs. And I think it's, you know, really not publicized enough and how important, you know, or how achievable that is by setting these goals up. You're going to be able to do that and much more. So, you know, guys, don't think that, and it's, you're going to. I mean, it's going to happen over time. The longer you're in this business, it's, you know, Jason's taught, one thing he's taught me, it's just going to happen as the team builds and more people are getting healthy and fit. Your income's going to go up. But baby steps, guys. Don't think of, you know, needing to make $3,000, $4,000 a week right now because it'll drive you nuts. Just concentrate on focusing on the tasks, not the results, and it's going to slowly build.
Yeah, not to make it small, but too much longer than we have to. But, yeah, if you can get involved in this business and bring in a couple of friends that are also interested in fitness and you know, philanthropy work where they're helping other people with their fitness and you don't mind making a little bit of money, then you become a middle-level coach. And if you can get to the point where you're getting some, making $15 a month, even a week, but $15 a month, now you're breaking even. And the folks that do that are the folks that stick around. And when you stick around in this business for 3-4 years, then the numbers, you know, $1,000 a week are very, very achievable. So just, I think, try to go through the first few months and have your home party or your shake and share party and see who is interested, if there are somebody out there. And then once that first check comes, it really drives a lot of motivation.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is pretty important, too, not to prolong this, guys, but – you know, hopefully nobody on this call is in a rush. What I mean by that is you're not in this, obviously. You're in it for the long haul because, you know, I told Jason when I first became a coach, I'm in no rush. I mean, meaning I don't have any big need, obviously. I want to do things right. I want to do it the right way and to show me the right way. And, you know, just by saying that meant that I knew that I was going to be here a year from now. I knew I was going to be here 2 years from now. And because I had that mentality and I just done everything I needed to on a day-to-day basis to build my business, you know, within about 20 months, I was at the point, you know, less than 2 years, 20 months, where I was already making that $1,000 a week, you know, and I'm actually starting to bypass that now and getting very close to making the same amount I make with AT&T, who I've been with for 16 years. And it's kind of cool to know that happened in just under 2 years. And, you know, just to kind of give you guys an idea, you stick around with this business and do the little things and focus on the tasks, it's going to happen. Okay, guys, the next page is, I think, what we would call walking the walk and talking the talk, you know, being the example page. It's focusing on your nutrition and health. And you're going to see a portion of this page dedicated to what we hope you guys are going to write down, type now, right while we're talking. I'm going to put a couple people on the spot and ask you to share again. What fitness programs from Beachbody are you committing to? It's obviously important to be a product of the product, and we want you to be, to be working on your own health and fitness at the same time you're being a coach, because nobody's going to follow you. No one's going to want your expertise and your help if you're not doing the same thing that you're preaching others to do. So the first thing we want you to do is to write down P90X or Insanity or Turbo Fire or Power 90 or Turbo Gym, one of our programs to help you get healthy and fit. And a lot of you guys became coaches because of the journeys already. You know, having a lot of discussions with Amber already, I know she's P90X. Tim, I know he's P90X along with Fred. You know, I'm not sure what everybody's journey is and what you plan to do, but make sure you're committing to a fitness program. Does anybody who I didn't just mention their names right now want to share what program they're doing?
My name is Mary, and I'm committing to Turbo Fire.
Turbo Fire. Awesome program. You know, that's exactly what we're asking here, is to commit to a program and follow it. And, you know, you're going to have obviously a lot of people who are going to be asking you as you're changing. Somebody else is going to say something?
We're going to be starting up Insanity in April, Jeff, before Summit.
Big Dog Andy's doing Insanity.
I'll do it with you. We're starting the last week.
Is that Amber?
Yeah. This is our last week of P90X, and then we
have
a 2-week break, and then we'll be Insanity.
There you go. You know, and you're going to want to be rotating through the programs, guys. Try them all out. You know, there's Jason and I own every single program, for the most part, that Beachbody owns. You know, it's because I believe in being an effective, good coach. I need to know about every one of these programs. I need to dabble in them. So over the course of the last 2 years, I picked everything up. And a great, great way to build your library up at a very early stage at a very affordable price is the Diamond Pack. If you guys have not considered the Diamond Pack, you have the ability to purchase that one time as a coach. It's in your coach shopping center under coaches items, under packs. They basically are giving you $1,300 worth of supplements and programs for half price. You're going to be able to get P90X, Insanity, Turbo Fire, Power 90. I think Body Gospel might be in there now. There's so many programs you can pick up along with Shakeology, P90X vitamins, recovery drink, a lot of the other vitamins, and coach tools. Myself and Andy and Jason and so many people on our team have picked up that Diamond Pack and are using it differently. Some people use it as a lending library. Some people are using it to try all the programs. I use it, and I know Jason probably does, for our fit clubs and, you know, for parties and home parties where something is sold out of there. We sell it at retail price, go back in the coach office, pick it up at the coach price, keep the profit for our business, and replenish the pack. The Coach Diamond Pack is a great way to build your library up. The second part is what I think, you know, you really need to all be committing to. And some of you on the call, I know, got some sample packs coming in the mail so you can try it. Shakeology. And I'm going to ask Jason to chime in here when I'm done. But make no mistake, guys, the opportunity to really help people live healthier lives the same way that P90X does for the outside, Shakeology does for your inside. And in addition to that, make no mistake, Shakeology is the network opportunity that we have in front of us now. P90X and Insanity and all the programs are wonderful, and they're the poster child for, you know, P90X and Insanity and Turbo Fire are really the three poster children for what Beachbody stands for as far as class A products, world-class products as far as the programs. The real opportunity is in the Shakeology, because the reality of it is, you know, you're going to sell a lot of Insanities, a lot of P90Xs, a lot of Power 90s, a lot of Body Gospels. But the reality is, you know, it's a one-time 25% commission that's paid out to you that next week. Shakeology is not only helping people, you know, with pure nutrition. It's the best thing nutritional-wise they can do for their bodies. But those people, 70% plus, stay on home direct. That's the opportunity to make a 25% commission every single month from as many people as you get on Shakeology. So the real opportunity from a coach-building standpoint, from a customer, is Shakeology. So what I'm getting at is, if you're not a product of Shakeology, you can't expect your business to build at the pace it could if you're not setting the example for your own coaches, your own customers, and for yourself by being on Shakeology home direct yourself. I'm not just saying Shakeology. I'm saying Shakeology Home Direct. Same exact product. It just comes to your door every single month, committing you to it. Plus, it's a lot cheaper when you go on Home Direct. Anything you want to add there, Jason?
Yeah. I mean, when the product first came out, I didn't really feel comfortable with trying to sell people $100 per month for a shake. But when you look at the value in that, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I've kind of fallen off the Shakeology wagon while we were on the cruise and stuff. For the last 2 days, I started both ways with Shakeology ice cream. That almost sounds funny, but it's delicious. It makes me want to get out of bed. And I've had more energy, you know, all day long, just in the few days we started it. And they talk about triple elimination. That's a whole deal in itself. But, yeah, truly, the Home Direct is the way to go. You're going to save all the shipping and handling costs that you have associated with it. And if you can't get through 24 packets a month, either by eating it yourself or passing out a few as samples, you know, how many people buy a new car without taking a test drive? And if you're trying to sell a Shakeology without passing out samples, you're doing just fine. I just had a girl yesterday out in Maui, Hawaii, who didn't do the Home Direct. You know, she kind of messed up that order. And so now she's about to run out today. And, you know, Beach Buddy tells her it's a 2-week delay to get all those orders back out to the Maui area in Hawaii. So she's really disappointed about that. So she's actually going to do another Home Direct order. She wants me to, like, overnight a box, because I've got a box in stock here, and that's quicker than Beach Buddy can send it. So, you know, I think minimal investment in your business is, you know, get doing these shakes yourself. And for $3 or $4 per serving, you know, if you can replace your breakfast and get out of the door really quick with a healthy meal, or replace your lunch so you're not going to McDonald's or Wendy's, and then have a few extra packets to hand out to buddies that are asking about it, you know, that's really the minimum you can do for your business.
And guys, you know, for those people that think this is too expensive, try to recreate it. You know, one of the things I like to always kind of you know, give the nod to is one of our coaches works at GNC. He's on the call tonight, Andy, and he knows a lot about supplements. He knows a lot about, you know, he's a physical science major and exercise science major, and knows his stuff. Things that I don't know, I ask him a lot. And you know, Andy, if you don't mind, just taking just two seconds here and just basically describing how hard it would be to you know, replicate what they've given to us at $4 for a customer and $3 as a coach.
Well, basically for Shakeology, you're looking at, well, not only a protein shake, but really a complete health shake that gives you both 17 grams of protein, 17 grams of carbs, including 3 grams of fiber, which is a pretty good ratio, 1 gram of healthy fats. So that's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty good dose of protein, but what you want to look for in a meal. So that'd be, like, if you're shopping for your supplements, that would be equivalent to buying a high-quality protein powder, like a GNC. Plus, it's got basically all your vitamins and minerals. So that'd be adding in then a multivitamin formula to it. And then you get into the part where you have your superfruits, the greens and all that stuff, giving you antioxidants, the adaptogens, things like that. So basically, to get that, you'd have to buy basically a superfoods formula, which will run probably about $40 to $50. Then you have your digestive enzyme, probiotic, your prebiotics. So really, I mean, if you were going to shop for all this stuff, you'd end up with a basket full of stuff and spend way more than what it costs to make Shakeology, I mean, or buy Shakeology, that is.
Beachbody likes to basically, they got a little one-minute video that shows what's in it. There's basically about $42 worth of product that they've given to us for $3 if you're a coach or $4 for a customer. So, you know, don't ever apologize for the price of it, because like Carl says, sometimes quality just costs a little bit more or is worth it. And when you guys are doing it every day, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm going to jump off the soapbox here, deposit my nickel, and just hope that every coach on this call who is serious about this business is on Shakeology Home Direct by week's end if you're not already doing it. It's so important and so crucial, not only for your own health and fitness and hitting your own fitness goals, but to really set the example for others and see your business really grow immensely. Like Jason said, you know, I didn't embrace it a lot at the very start, for about the first 6 months it came out, just because, you know, I didn't think I needed it. But after I embraced it, after Summit, and really saw the value in it, my business has grown 100 times faster than it did before. So Shakeology is the opportunity for growth in our business. Any questions on that, guys? Okay. The last thing you guys are going to do is basically write down your goal. You've seen what Beachbody's written down, lose weight and have more energy, which is, you know, for most people, 90% of what you want in your own health and fitness. Everybody wants to lose their weight, be at the optimal weight, and they want to have more energy to get through their day, to chase their kids around, and that's generally, you know, the most common goal. You might have something different. You know, myself and Andy and the guys I'm working out with right now have some real specific build, you know, mass building goals right now. And other people, you know, runners might have a leaner type goal. Set your goal down and write it down. Look at it every day, the same time you look at your whys for this business. Set your goal, basically. What is the formula, Jason? Basically pushing, play, shake, and share?
Yeah, play, shake, and share, you know, is the formula that they give for success. With you know, push, play every day and do your workout. Don't make up excuses. Your mind is a powerful thing. You can always figure out an excuse to not do the workout, so just don't listen to any of them. Play, shake, and so shake is the next thing, you know, is focus on proper nutrition. And, you know, with talking about Shakeology, you can perfect one meal a day every day with Shakeology. So, you know, they're using the shake it up as an example of using proper nutrition. And then shares, you know, this isn't about selling. Jeff, me, Andy, you know, our success through this business comes from sharing what we're doing online and when we're at the gym. And, you know, people come up to you when you're wearing a P90X hat or, you know, when you show them pictures that you took on a beach in St. Martin. So, yeah, just share what you're doing, and what you'll find out is, you know, Tim's group of friends isn't the same as my group of friends. So no matter how loud I shout the message, his friends are only going to hear it from him. And so just start talking about what you're doing, and then people will respond.
Play, shake, and share, guys. The bottom of that page has a little teaser about Wowie Super Gym. For those who are not familiar with Wowie, Wowie is our online virtual gym, where as a new coach, it may not be a requirement, but we want all of our coaches to be logging your workouts every day, because when you do get to Emerald status, which obviously everyone's first goal as a new coach is to get to Emerald, so you start being eligible for the Psycho Bonus program as well as getting the free customer leads. One of the requirements to get those free customer leads is that you have 8 live workouts logged in a rolling 30-day period. Rolling 30-day period is the 1st to the 1st, 10th to the 10th, 20th to the 20th, you know, 15th to the 15th. You want to make sure you have 8 live workouts, and you're not going to have that if you're not logging your workouts. So get with your coach. They can show you how to do it. It's very simple. When you're logged into your website, you click on Get Fit on the header bar on the left side. It takes you into the selection to pick Wowie Super Gym. You click on the workout now next to the calendar, and you pick a program and the workout you're doing, and you click start. That's how you log a workout. Then you go actually, it's a great way to keep you accountable. When you go start that in the computer, go press play in the DVD player. Let the countdown go with you. So make sure you're logging your workouts every day. You also have the opportunity to be randomly chosen by Beachbody to be the daily winner in their Wowie Super Gym sweepstakes. I know all of us at one time or another have people on our team that have won. Jason's won before. My wife has won. I've had several members of my team win prizes. You're randomly selected. My wife won a digital camera just for logging her yoga workout. Make sure you guys are logging your workouts every day, because it keeps you accountable, and you're also completing that requirement when you get to Emerald. You don't have to wait 8 extra days. Any questions on Wowie? Anybody not logging now is going to start?
Jeff, I got a question for you. This is Tim.
Sure.
And there's an option on there to coordinate it with the program you're using.
Yep.
Where you can start it on whatever day you are, and it schedules all your workouts in there through the end of the program. Does that count for what you were talking, the 8 live workouts, or I'm assuming that's different? Probably,
yeah, there's a misconception. Just because you're going in there and telling the system that you're doing a P90X round, and it's, you know, you tell it classic and it puts all the workouts in for you over the next 90 days, you still have to go in there, Tim, and click on workout now and start the clock on your day workout. That simply sets it up for you so you know what you're doing every day.
Gotcha.
You still have to click on workout now and actually start that workout. The only workouts that count for the 8 required ones, and actually we should all have more than 8. We should be seeing between 26 and 30 workouts a month because we're working out 6 days a week at least. The only ones that really count are the ones at the end of the day when you're done, you look at your calendar, are dark blue.
Right. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Does it make a difference? Because I've been charting them and everything, but I forget to do it until I'm already finished with the workout. So I've just been hitting start, and then I hit finish right after. Is that still fine?
Yep, that's fine. I do that all the time, too. I sometimes just go do my workout, and then a couple hours later, I'll go in the system and click on workout now. And then as soon as I click on workout now, you can click finish. That's totally fine, Amber. Just as long as you see that blue line under the current day. Red ones and green ones don't count for the live workouts. You know, and let me just caveat, too, for the new coaches. You actually have to go into your profile, go into the programs and supplements section, and add the checkmark, the one programs you're doing, for WOWIE to know what programs that you're working on. If you're a brand new coach and just go into WOWIE without ever building your profile, there's nothing from the drop-down menu to select. So you got to get your profile adjusted and tweaked, tell the system which programs you're doing, or if you're like me or Jason, we checkmark everything because we work from everything, period, from time to time. That's what you have to do to get your programs populated in WOWIE. Cool. Good questions. Great, great questions. The next page, guys, talks about your support team. Everybody knows who your coach is. Everybody in this call has a different coach. So the upper left corner, you're going to fill in who your direct sponsored coach is. You know, for Amber and Brian on the call, it's me. For Anita, it's Andy, and vice versa. Write down the name of your coach, their email address, and their phone so you have it. Most people these days obviously have it programmed in their phone, or most people these days communicate through Facebook. But just know who your coach sponsor is and write it in there. Everybody has a different diamond coach. Get with your coach. Have them tell you who your diamond coach is. Some of you may have a coach who is diamond, like my two on the line tonight. So you're going to write my name there again. You also want to know who your star diamond coach is. You know, that could be, again, the same person. So you're basically going to find out all that information by looking in the upper left corner of your coach online office. It'll tell all that for you. And you write down their information. It's important to know, just because you may need to contact your diamond coach or your star diamond coach, because I encourage, there are teams that don't, but me and Jason encourage a team environment. I have no problems if some of you connect Jason directly. Andy probably has no, you know, qualms if Anita contacts me through Facebook. We are Team Beachbody, which means we help each other. It's the reason why I created a team page for all my downline coaches. And we get anywhere from, you know, 75 to 100 posts a day in there, because I'm not always accessible at all hours. Sometimes people just have to know a simple question. You can post it on our team page in Facebook and get an answer generally within minutes because somebody's responding. So we foster a open environment here. And I would encourage you guys, as you build your teams, to do the same thing. This is about replicating, duplicating, and helping each other out. There's no secrets in this group. The reality of it is the more help you get, you know, from myself and Jason and everything else, the better you guys are going to do. So this is a team environment. So write down that information. And then you also see in the bottom right corner, coach relations. Coach relations is hard-coded. There are time to times that you need to get specific questions by, you know, corporate resources such as coach relations. That's our dedicated 12-hour a day and 15 hours a day on Wednesday night dedicated coach helpline desk. These guys are great. I have very, very, very rarely ever not been able to get an answer or been, you know, not helped. I mean, for the most part, 99.9% of the time, I always hang up that call with my problem answered and very happy. These people are not like calling the IRS or getting, you know, calling the phone company and waiting hours on end. They answer generally within a minute or two, and they are there for us. Their whole job is to help the coaches out. You're going to deal with them for things that coaches can't help you with, such as changing the expiration date on file for your credit card or changing your credit card to a different one, or changing the flavor of your, because all of you are going to do what I say and go in Shakeology Home Direct. You may want to, in month four, change it to box or packet so you can give them out. You know, there's so many things that they're going to help you with. Anything you want to add, Jason, to the support team page?
Yeah, I personally feel, and I know my sponsor Aaron's the same way, is that it doesn't do a lot of good if you're sponsoring coaches, Jeff Armbruster, to write down his info four times. Because like he says, you know, a lot of times you might be in a meeting and not able to be contacted. So, you know, if that's the case, what I like to do, and same goes through Andy, you know, if Andy's your PS coach, then your diamond coach is going to be Jeff. And there's no need to write down Jeff's name twice. So what I would do in that case is go ahead and include Jeff's coach, which is myself, and I can give out that information on the phone if people want to do it, because you might not see my information in your back office. So, you know, my name is just Jason Diebold, D-I-E-B-O-L-D. Phone number is 678-361-4140. And email is...
Can you repeat that again?
Yep, 678. 361-4140. No, it's an old Georgia number, but you know, I just kept it on a cell phone. And you
okay.
know that same information is available on Facebook. I don't try to hide it. And my email is jason@puckhead.org, puckhead.org. And you know, the same thing goes. And if you have a spot to fill in, go ahead and send me an email or text an email, and I'll send you Aaron Mathis's information. You know. And, typically, when I do my Get It Started Right calls, that's the guy I call to introduce the new coach to, and he's always more than happy to do it. So if Jeff's not, or Andy's not available, call Jeff. If Jeff's not available, call me. If I'm not available, call Aaron. And it goes all the way to sending Facebooks to call back to see if you can't get a hold of any guys.
Yep. Guys, and obviously, Facebook is so prominent in our society today. You know, sometimes, you know, with Jason and I who have iPhones and messages pop up, generally iPhone, you know, Facebooking or anything of that nature is the quickest way to get a hold of us if you want a quick answer. At least for me, I promote the use of my private Facebook message or text messaging me. It's generally a lot quicker than me to get back sometimes with a phone call or an email.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
This is Stevan. I just wanted to say that, you know, we are on a different team, but on Jason's same team. But, you know, I'm all for working together. And, you know, if you're not available, I'm always available for anybody. Just to throw that out there.
Yep, that's awesome. Stevan's actually, like, not in my direct downline, but he's part of Jason's. But like he said, we are a team. And Stevan is lurking around our team's party page just as much as I may lurk page from time to time. So there's always a diamond coach or a star diamond or even a regular coach who's going to be able to answer your question. Thanks, Stevan. Okay, guys, any questions on your support team? We are here to help you. You know, one of the greatest things about building a business like this is you're not doing it alone. You have a tremendous amount of support, a tremendous amount of resources available to you. So don't hesitate. You're not in this alone. Will be. The next page talks about training and events. There's so many opportunities to plug into Team Beachbody, both with your own local team and with corporate. The very first thing they talk about there, guys, is a Beachbody home party. That has been sometimes looked at as kind of like a Pampered Chef type party. And Jason and I kind of like a terminology that one of our diamond coaches in the company called a shake and shimmy party. This is the opportunity to get people into your home or maybe a hall in your apartment complex that you rent for the day. It's an opportunity to get people in front of you from, you know, hopefully the first couple of weeks as you're a coach, the first month as you're a coach, to get people in front of you, introducing them to Team Beachbody, the programs, the products, coaching opportunity, see an immediate growth in your business. I've had so many coaches in my downline do these home parties, and they're golden in the sense that almost every coach who's done a home party has come away with a coach or two or three. I've seen as many as six join in one home party, and really, realistically, they see a lot of programs and Shakeology orders come through. So if you're a new coach, consider doing a home party. If you're in my local area, count on me coming to help you as long as we work out a day. If you're in Jason's area, I'm sure he'd love to help you. If you're in another area, we will find a coach to help you out. Home parties are golden. Like, for instance, people in my area, I come help. I bring a lot of the Shakeology. I bring the programs that I have, everything, and we lay them all out, and we play some music, get everybody comfortable. We go through a short presentation about Shakeology and the coaching opportunity and the programs, and then we pump that music back up, let people have a couple samples of Shakeology and answer questions. 2 hours, people are in and out, and they come out a lot healthier and have a plan for their future. So home parties are a great, great way. There's a lot of information in the back office on them, actually a video that kind of explains it. Anything you want to add, Jason?
You know, I think the neat thing about that, the shake and shimmy, is that I still can't say that without smiling, you know, and that's what the other people that you invite to these meetings think too, you know, like how can something called shake and shimmy be bad? So yeah, you know, and it doesn't have to be intimidating. I mean, everybody thinks about home party and they think about some crazy Avon thing where they were forced to buy Tupperware or you know, something of that nature. And it doesn't have to be that, you know, if you're going to have guys over to watch Monday Night Football, do that. And during halftime, just throw in the video and say, hey, this is something new I'm starting. Not sure if you're interested in it or not, but, you know, it's working great for me. And, you know, it's one of my rules that I've got to show it to five people a week. So if you don't mind, sit back for 5 minutes and watch it. And then at the end, they're going to be a little bit excited about Shakeology. So, you know, you mix up a batch of that, give them that a try, maybe the Shakeology ice cream. And like Jeff says, two or three coaches or clients will come out every time you do that. And it doesn't have to be scary, intimidating, or, you know, Beachbody always likes to use the term icky. Don't be icky about it. We're just sharing what we enjoy.
Yep. Guys, we might be a network marketing opportunity or an MLM, you know, by definition. But I don't ever look at yourself as this way. Don't ever, ever look at that. This is nothing more to me than an opportunity to share health and fitness every day. And I prefer to change that term MLM or network marketing to a PHP, a people helping people opportunity. That's all this is. That's all this is to me. And it'll, you know, it'll never be anything different. And I don't care what people say. I'm not icky. I don't ever come off as icky. You're only icky if you are icky in your presentation, and all of us have the choice to be genuine, and that's what this is about. The next thing, guys, is, and I'm proud to say that I myself, with the help of Jason, I'm sure, as often as possible, and over time, a lot of our coaches, our Diamond coaches on our team, are going to be doing a Tuesday night weekly Beachbody briefing. What that is we're going to be doing Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock for the foreseeable future for our whole team. This is not just for me and for Jason. We might be doing the presentation, but it's for an opportunity for all of you to bring people to the call who are interested in starting their own coaching business and hear the opportunity from a couple local experts such as Jason and myself. We are going to do this every Tuesday night at 9. We're going to be doing it through GoToMeeting. Some of you on this call were part of that meeting this past Tuesday, and it's what got you interested in becoming a coach. So Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, look for the information in the team page. Sometimes our bridge number may change, so I don't want you to write it down right here, but for the most part, it's going to be Tuesday nights at 9, our business briefing opportunity. The next thing is training events, and you guys can find any corporate training event by clicking on news and training and events in the back office. You can see, you can click on corporate events and you can click on your state and see what's coming up. There's generally training events all over the country every single week, sometimes multiple places. For instance, Team Beachbody this past Saturday, the 26 came to Michigan, I'm proud to say, and we had an awesome showing. Some of you on this call were in attendance. We had 246, almost 250 people in the seats, and 140 of them, 135, stayed for the group workout after. It was an awesome day of fellowship, Team Beachbody-wise. So there's training events all over the place. I know that May 14th, they are going to be in Columbus, Ohio, with our good friend Tommy Migrant and Josh Spencer. May 21st, they're going to be in New York. They're rounding the country, guys. I know there's a Team Beachbody Atlanta in the works, so Georgia. They're all over the country. They were in Florida in January. I went to Florida to help out. So Team Beachbody is circling the country, putting on these game plan coach training events. So I encourage you, when they come to your state, and I will be letting you all know, every event, that I encourage you guys to get to them. There's also team calls every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Time. That's every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have team calls. That is with myself. From time to time, Jason will be on my call, I'm sure. From time to time, I'll have other guest speakers. Sometimes there are coaches in our downline. Sometimes there are coaches from other teams, because we're Team Beachbody and they just love inspiring. And I'm going to try to get time to time corporate people to come on, such as Jeremy Redd, our East Coast liaison. So we have team calls every Thursday at 8:30. That is the same number that we're talking on now, and that will also be posted several days in advance on our Team Beachbody, Team Sparty page on Facebook. So you basically can count on three calls a week from myself and Jason, or from our local team here, and that's the Sunday night or GSR that we're doing right now for all new coaches, the Tuesday night business opportunity meeting, and Thursday's team call, which is just a wealth of information, inspiration, and basically just getting together on a weekly basis with our team and going over a number of things and recognition. Webinars are also very prevalent in Team Beachbody, not only from our own local team, but from Team Beachbody. You're going to see a lot of information in the Coach Online office under events and then webinars. And then you're also going to be getting emails from Team Beachbody at the email address you have on file for different things that they have in the works for us as far as webinars. Webinars are nothing more than doing a meeting online on your computer where you hear both the audio and see the visual portion of it. So that's training and events, guys. The last thing that you see mentioned on the page that you have up is our national coach call every single Monday. So that for everybody on this call, tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific, depending on where you're at. They have a national coach call. It's basically 30 minutes long, and this is basically information from Carl Deichler, our CEO. He gives a message of the week. But more importantly, guys, it's coaches from across the nation who are invited to speak on this call, who are just basically giving you an insight on what's working well for them in their business. This is not a corporate raha call where they're asking you to do certain things. This is basically Beachbody bringing on very important coaches to basically discuss what's going on and what's going right for their business. It's an opportunity for you to take notes and shamelessly steal those ideas and use them in your own business. Coach, National Coach Call, every single week I do one of two things. I either listen to it live, but some of you have day jobs and can't listen to it at noon. They put it up in the Coach Online office later in the day under News and Training, under the Basics, under Conference Calls and Webinars, Archives. You can listen to all the calls in an MP3 format on your computer. So there's no excuse on a weekly basis not to listen to the call. Anything you want to add, Jason, to training and events?
Yeah, I really like the concept that Jeff and I are going to try to be working, you know, three times a week on set calls, and you know, that's all you do. That's really enough. But like you said, get in the back office and you can see all the events listed there. But even I have trouble keeping track of all that stuff. So just like newcoachtraining.com, what we've done is we've made another website. And it's just cal.paulkett.org. And what I'm trying to do there is, you know, do a comprehensive listing of everything all the meetings for our team. And so, you know, the calls that Jeff and I will be on there, the weekly meetings with the CEO will be on there, and any opportunity calls that Beachbody hosts will also be on there. So it kind of can give us a one-stop shopping center to see everything that's going on, trying to be all over the nation.
Can you repeat that, Jason?
Sure. It's just cal.puckhead.org, which stands for calendar, you know. So cal.puckhead.org.
Great. Thanks.
Good info. Guys, the next page, I'm going to kind of go briskly through because most of you are already starting to work on this or with your new coach, but it's basically setting up your account. If you don't know already, Beachbody has given you three websites that you get as a coach. One of them is not mentioned here, actually not in my book. It might be on your page that you see live there. But you basically have a teambeachbody.com/your screen name. You also have beachbodycoach.com/your screen name. And you have what I think the most important site is, especially for those of you building your business around Shakeology like we talked about earlier. You have your own dedicated Shakeology page at shakeology.com/your screen name. All of you have that. TeamBeachbody.com is editable just by logging in and clicking on profile in the upper right corner and writing your bio, writing your transformation story or blog, setting up your programs and products, building your page up, uploading your pictures. Make sure that you're doing that. I ask my coaches as soon as we sign up to make sure they have that done before this night's call. So make sure you're doing that. Amber, I already looked at your page. It looks great. So make sure you guys are doing that. TeamBeachbody.com/your screen name and click on profile in the upper right corner. The other two pages, you have to go into the coach online office, which you see on the bottom of that page, the picture of the yellow and blue office with the bar graphs. That's your coach online office. You get to your coach online office by clicking on the coach tab in the header bar when you log in and clicking on coach online office. There's a selection there that says my websites. You click on my website, and you click on Edit Shakeology or Edit Beachbody Coach. That's where you're going to upload your pictures, put any news, or not news, but name-specific information you want, and your phone number there. So make sure you're setting those two pages up as well, because those two pages you're going to use too. A lot of coaches are using the trend that, you know, Jason's taught me, and a lot of coaches on our team are already doing it. They're buying a domain, you know, from GoDaddy.com or your favorite, you know, domain page, for anywhere from $3.99 a year, and, you know, you're buying your own website. For me, I have a couple of them. Jason obviously has mentioned his quite a bit, puckhead.com, you know, and you're basically buying the domain from GoDaddy. You don't have to buy a website. You're buying the domain, and you're setting up forwarding to go to your Beachbody page. It's just sometimes it rolls off the tongue easier to give your specific, you know, bought domain versus teambeachbody.com/FredAndalora. Or beachbodycoach.com/, that doesn't roll off the tongue sometimes well. Sometimes it's so easy just to give your website out that has forwarded to your Beachbody page. Very popular to do. If you ever want any help with that, definitely let me or Jason or anybody, your direct coach, know, and they can guide you to that. You also see the picture of the coach online office there, and we encourage, obviously, all of you to do that. But Jason's new website, newcoachtraining.com, has got a lot of the same tools in it. You know, Beachbody set up the Getting Started tab, New Coach Welcome, for you to do, and that's definitely fine if you do that. But a lot of that same information is on his site as well.
Right, yeah. And I think two things there is it's always puckhead.org, Jeff. And I'm a little disappointed to remember that.
Okay.
And number two is the purpose of newcoachtraining.com is just to show people how to log into the back office and do the tutorials that are there. I don't really want to reach I just want to make it easier for us to direct new coaches with the tools they need. So if Jeff talked about putting it to the website, you know, that's a PDF in the back office. You go to newcoachtraining.com and it'll get you over to the back office to see that document about how to set up your website.
Good information. Guys, any question on setting up your account? Remember, this is important, guys. This is your landing strip on Team Beachbody. This is your page that you're going to send people. There's nothing that irks me more is to go to one of my coaches' pages and not see it set up or see that generic silhouette of a man or a woman versus their own picture. This is your website. This is what you're paying $14.95 a month for. You know, Beachbody is charging you $15 a month to maintain your three websites and your store, your web store. You know, that's $3 to $4 each a month. Make sure you're using that and setting those pages up to as much as you can. Go look at mine. You know, go look at my BeachbodyCoach.com. Go look at my Shakeology.com and go look at my TeamBeachbody.com site. So go to Jason's and get an example. Okay,
yeah,
guys.
I think, you know, it's always a misconception that because somebody's more successful, it says it's easier. And, you know, I've just opened up the fourth center. So I had to go through, you know, all four of my coach websites this weekend and make sure they were all linking up to the latest center where I want all the traffic and information to go to so it drives my volume down as far as possible. So, you know, I had to go through and do it four times, and, you know, it's not any easier for me. I still had to pick out a picture, put it on there, but same thing Jeff said. When I logged on and I saw that it was just that default Beachbody image, I'm like, that doesn't do anybody any good. You know, they might have met you in an airport or a hotel, and if they don't see the picture of the guy that gave them the card, you know, they're going to maybe go on to just the regular Beachbody website. So definitely take the advantage of that. For $15 a month, you're getting three websites, 10% off, and make sure you're using all those tools.
Exactly. And, guys, you know, Jason alluded to something we'll talk about a little bit later here. He's got four business centers, and we'll explain why he's got four business centers, why I got two. We'll show you how that's done a little bit later here when we talk about Coach Ranks. The next page is what I think is a very simplistic but such a powerful tool that you guys can really use. It's an easy way to build your business just by going through your own Rolodex, going through your own memory, and going through your own interactions day-to-day and building your business. It's creating two lists. One list for potential people that you think would be interested in a coaching opportunity, and one list for people that you would think would be interested in our products, our programs, our Shakeology, P90X, Insanity. Some people may be on both lists. The idea is to get people off of these lists, not to keep them on. But you're creating 10 or more names. I encourage you, don't stop at 10. If you got more than 10, take this page and print it off twice. But every new coach should be doing what we call the memory jogger at the bottom of that second page there, where you're looking at everything, people that you encounter in your daily lives, family, friends, neighbors, your realtor, your veterinarian, your insurance agent, your hairdresser, anywhere that you're spending money on a monthly, weekly, quarterly basis, those people are profiting from money that you're spending in their shop. You know, you deserve that same amount of opportunity to talk to them about Shakeology or the coaching opportunity. Don't forget about the people that you're supporting. Let them support you in return. So put them on your list as well. You know, one of the coolest things for me is I've done that memory jogger. And you might not be successful with everybody, but I've gotten people like my insurance agents, one of my Shakeology customers. He wasn't interested in the coaching opportunity because he's got his hands in so many different things. But he was definitely interested in the Shakeology, loved it, and he's one of my customers. So there's nothing wrong with approaching people that you're spending your own hard-earned money with and asking them in return to listen to you. So create a list of 10 or more names of people that you will eventually want to talk to over the next couple weeks, a month, about the coaching opportunity, and then create a list of 10 or more names of people that you want to get healthy and fit using products like P90X, Insanity, Power 90, Shakeology, you know, our recovery drink. Write those names down too. It gives you a checklist. It gives you a blueprint. It gives you a plan, and you see it in black and white so you don't forget about some of these people. Use that memory jogger. You know, you will find 50 or more names of people that you can put on both these lists. I've seen people in this business go diamond inside of, you know, 6 weeks. I've seen some people do it in as little as a couple weeks. Diamond rank is one of the achievable ranks that most people want to get to, you know, in their first year. Diamond is kind of where everything really starts to take off. Diamond's really like a guaranteed $150 to $250 business. And I've seen people do that inside of a couple weeks up to 6 weeks just by doing this list. You know, by creating a list and following up and talking to these people, they've created a number of customers and a number of coaches right off the bat. Anything you want to add, Jason, to the lists?
No, you know, it's just a memory jogger, and a lot of times you might not be thinking about the babysitter or the doctor, and, you know, those are people that need to do it. But, yeah, you talked about, you know, we both know that one of our downline coaches who is going to be on this bike cruise this year, one of the top 10 in the country, how she got started. You literally know the list of a couple hundred people, and she wasn't.
Yeah, he's talking about Christina Richardson, guys. She's the top 10. She's one. She's in our downline. She's one of Jason's guesses. And she done this list, and she went diamond very, very quickly. And she's actually top 10 in the company. And she done it because of this list. So don't shake a finger at this list. Print this page out tonight and start writing names down, you know, immediately and contacting these people.
Right. At all the national conventions that we go to, they always joke, but you can tell who the leaders are because they can pull out their list while they're at the meeting, you know, and it's something you can take with you in the car, you know, maybe get the headset and you can call somebody on the list, but you probably have always have a list of people you're working with, then you're never going to, you know, lack somebody to talk to about the business.
Yep. The idea of these lists, guys, is to get people off and add new names to it. You know, some of the best coaches in our company have a notepad, or, you know, like me, I use my iPhone, and I constantly have people that are going on and off my lists, new people to contact, people I meet every day. Always keep your list populated. Okay, the next page, guys, is really important that you perk your ears up. It talks about really what you should be doing to build your business from a game plan standpoint. The game plan, again, is, you know, the coach training that Beachbody's given us to make it so simple to really build your business. Jason's got the new game plan, 6 steps that they've just rolled out in the new coachtraining.com that they gave to us in Michigan game plan event. They modified the 10 steps down to 6 very tangible steps. So Jason's got that obviously in his page, and it's also under the game plan tab in the new coach online office under clicking that PDF file. But, these 5 things are pretty important, and they can, you know, what I would call the 5 things you should be doing on a daily basis. The first one is exposure is everything. You know, that doesn't mean going out and exposing yourself to people. That means basically exposing or sharing. They actually mentioned Jason on the cruise. I'm not sure if you heard it, but they're changing that name, basically exposure to sharing. Sharing is everything. You know, basically sharing what you're doing as a Beachbody coach through our third-party tools. You know, talking to 2 or more people a day. That's what you should be focusing on. Not to the same 2 people, but everybody on this call that's a new coach and wants to build your business should, before you go to bed at night, look yourself in the mirror and say, I made 2 new contacts every single day. That can be live. It could be somebody at your kid's school. It could be somebody at your church through live interaction, or it can be through social networking. It can be through Facebook. There's so many opportunities to meet people in cyberspace and Facebook. I sat through a social media webinar the other night. There's more than 151,000 people on Facebook now, and that's more than 51% of our population in the United States. That means 1 out of every 2 people are on Facebook now. That is absolutely incredible. For those of you that really want to really understand what that means, go rent The Social Network. It's a great movie. It kind of talks about the building of Facebook, and it really puts it in perspective and how fast and how much, how prominent Facebook is in our lives. 1 out of every 2 people. So exposure is everything. Either you do it live in person or you do it through cyberspace. Make a point to talk to 2 or more people a day. You know, Andy and I worked out in the gym this morning, and I talked to 2 or 3 people right in that gym. You know, in that hour and a half, and I didn't need to go out to Team Beach. I didn't need to go out to do Team Beachbody. I done Beachbody while I was out. You know, I included it in my daily routine. Always remember that. You do not need to make special time to do Beachbody. You can do Beachbody while you're out. So important, because people get this idea in their head that they have to make special time, and you don't. You can do Beachbody whatever you're doing on a daily basis, whether you're picking up your kids, you're at the grocery store, you're at the gym. Whatever you're doing, you can include a conversation. So it's easy to make those 2 exposures a day. There's really no excuse not to do it. It's too important, and we have too much of a responsibility as a coach not to be spreading the word. So exposure is everything, or let me correct myself, sharing is everything. The second one is the power of the third party. third-party tool is defined as anything but you. It can be sending the link, you know, to one of the coaching videos that you may have seen online. It could be those two examples of the DVDs you see in that document you're looking at right now, the Decide DVD and the Beachbody Solutions DVD, which you can buy for 99 cents each in a 10-pack for 10 bucks in the Coach Online or the Coach Shopping Center under Coach Items. Buy yourself a pack of Decide, Introducing Team Beachbody, Beachbody Solutions DVDs, or if you buy the Diamond Pack, you're going to get all those in there. Those are tangible, in-your-hands third-party tools that you can give to people. A lot of you who are on this call are on this, you know, a part of our team at the result of watching one of those third-party tools. You know, Amber, one of my new coaches, communicated with me. I sent her some videos online for her to watch. That's a third-party tool. Every video that they have you can buy and give to people as tools are also available to you by clicking on your Coach Online office, going over to the far right under Video Library, under Retailing and Recruiting, or under Retailing and the Products. All those videos are there in electronic format. You bring a video up, you watch it, you click on Get Link, and you can copy that and send it in an email. That's just like giving somebody in cyberspace a video. So everything's available to you link-wise and by purchasing these third-party tools. So that's a third-party tool. It's any tool that you use to tell the story of Team Beachbody except for you. You don't need to be an expert. These tools do it for you. These tools are high-quality tools. They have an amazing production department at Team Beachbody that doesn't spare an expense on these videos. Jason and I have been out to Santa Monica. Jason's lived out there. The corporate support they give us is incredible. Anything you want to add, Jason, to the third-party tools?
Yeah, it's neat that we have these tools available. I've talked to people in Amway, and, you know, part of the reason they had trouble is videos of this nature, they were having $10 every time they passed out a video. So we didn't have these 4 years ago when I got started. Like, it was kind of every man for themselves. And now, too, you know, the Getting Started Right program, the Game Plan program, and these awesome DVDs that are cheaper to buy than they are to copy, the business is set up for you to succeed. If you just do what's proven and been done over and over, like, you can not only learn a DVD, but you can teach it to other people, and it is, as long as they're effective, it's the same way you are. That's a successful business.
Third-party tools, guys, use them. You know, the majority of you who are just starting out may not be able to, you know, afford as much as some of the other coaches right off the bat. There's no excuse for not using a third-party tool. Get into the video library. Watch every single video in there, and you're going to see every single video has a button that says Get Link. And then when that Get Link comes up, you click on Copy It. Now you can paste it in Facebook and send it to somebody. You can put it in an email and send it to somebody. The greatest thing about those video links is when they click on it, the video explodes. They watch it. When they're done, they're left on your website. They are left on your website. Such cool tools they've given to us electronically and physically, guys, so use those. The next part is sort, don't sell. You're not in the convincing business. If somebody is not interested in doing the same things that you're doing, whether it's coaching or the products, you know, move on. Keep them in the back of your mind, because one thing I've learned in this business is no doesn't necessarily mean no. No means not right now. Unless this person, you know, basically puts a restraining order on you, they're probably going to come back to you at some point. What I've noticed in my business, and I'm sure Jason can attest to this because he's been doing it longer than me, is that a lot of people say no off the bat because they want to see how it's working for you or how it's doing for you. They watch you for some period of time through Facebook, which is, again, why social media is such an important part of your business. As a coach, you should be getting on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, whatever you use. You should be getting on there at least 55 minutes to an hour a day and promoting some part of yourself and your transformation and fitness journey and telling people what's going on, because people are watching. Those same ones that said no to you are watching. The same ones that said no to you will be back in 6 months to a year. I've had several people join my coaching team, several people buy the programs after they've told me no initially. No just means not right now. Larry Zimberg, the creator of the Game Plan, he always, you know, every Game Plan event that I went to, he said something that resonated such strongly with me. He'd always say, he he couldn't wait to get the next no. He'd go to somebody and say no. He'd say, oh, he's so happy. He'd go to the next person, no. Because he knew with every no that he got, he was getting that much closer to getting to a yes. And eventually the yeses outnumber the noes. Tommy Migrant, another big coach in our network, said something that I got written on my wall, and it's so true. You know, this business, when you first start out, you're kind of the hunter as you go out and look for people to help and look for people that join your coaching team. But as you get out there more, as you get on social networking like Facebook, as you build your business, as you build your story, as you build, you become a product of the product and people know you as the health and fitness guy, you change from being the hunter to the hunted. And that's for Jason and I where we're at right now. People seek us out. So, guys, sort, don't sell. You know, you want to obviously share this with people, but realize that some people may not be in the position or ready emotionally to commit to anything yet. Write them down in your contact list and follow up with them in 3 to 6 months again, maybe sooner, because you know that person a little bit better. But, you know, Jason will attest that no doesn't always mean no. It just means not right now, but somebody else will be ready for you right now. The next part is the fortunes and the follow-up. The sad reality is you can have long conversations with people and you can give them sample packs and you can really, you know, share everything from your heart and wear your heart in your sleeve and give them everything that they need. But the reality of it is, you know, they're not always going to get back with you. How many times have you went to a home and, you know, basically a home show or some type of expo, and you grab business card after business card with the full intent of following up on this thing? How many times do you follow up on those business cards? Where do they go? They go in a drawer. They go in the trash eventually. The reality of it is about 20 to 30% of the people who intend to follow up will. The rest of them don't. But see who can answer the quickest here. What's the percentage that you'll follow up with somebody else? 100%. That's absolutely correct. So you always want to get follow-up information for every conversation you have with somebody. You're having a long talk with them about Shakeology or P90X or about coaching. You trade information because you know you're probably going to be the one that ends up calling them. You know, set up a time a couple, 3 days down the road. If you give a Shakeology sample pack, you know, you want to definitely get information. You want to add them in Facebook on the spot because, once again, like I told you, one out of every two people have a Facebook page, and really the crowd that we run with now, the Generation Xers, are more or less like 3 out of every 4 people. You know, if you have a smartphone, a Droid, an iPhone, add them in Facebook right on the spot. That's what I do with every single person. Hey, you got a Facebook account? Yeah, let me add you right now. Boom, I got them. Then I make a note in my card. That's who I added. So, you know, fortune's in the follow-up. Make sure you get contact information. I have 2 rules. Jason might have something different. I have 2 rules before I give out a business card, one of those third-party tools, or a Shakeology sample pack to somebody. And number one, I have to have an engaging conversation with them, meaning, you know, eye contact. They have to be asking questions as much as I'm giving them answers. It's got to be an engaged conversation. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to bear fruit. If you're talking to somebody and they're itching to get away from you, they're not interested. I'm not going to offer a $3 sample pack. The second rule is what we just talked about. I've got to get follow-up information. If you're not willing to give me your phone number, your email address, or let me add you on Facebook, you're not serious. The sample I give you, the business card, or that DVD is probably going right in the trash when you leave me. So I follow those 2 rules, and that's why I have a great track record of the people that I contact and work with end up being, you know, an opportunity to get somebody in my business, get somebody as a customer. Those 2 rules are really hard fast for me. Anything you want to add in that, Jason?
No, you covered that good. In fact, you know, this is one of the areas I've always struggled in. I'm not somebody that likes to follow up, and through some adjust techniques, you know, that's what I do now is I can afford to give away some psychology samples. But from Jeff's kind of guide there, like, I don't do it unless I get information back. And, you know, I'm sitting here at my desk, and I've got a pile of names that I was able to find on Facebook and a pile of names that I had to send direct emails to. But, you know, now I do follow up, and it's because your leadership is setting that example.
I appreciate that. You know, and another real important person in our network, guys, and coaches, and she's awesome, and she's actually Jason's ex-girlfriend, is Barbie Decker. One of the things is she had a conversation and I probably about a year ago, and I always struggled with, you know, basically I was good at talking to people about the coaching opportunity, about the supplements, about Shakeology, but it always ended with, you know what, you know, get a hold of me when you're ready. And what she taught me was, and I want to teach you guys early on, is that most people want to be led, meaning they want you to close. They want to know what the next step is. They don't want to hear, get back with me, because most people, like I said, won't follow up. I close differently now. I basically, if I'm talking to somebody on the phone and they're in front of their computer, I don't close with get a hold of me. I say, hey, let's go on the website and get it ordered right now. You know, people want to be led. Or if I'm with somebody, you know, I have my iPad with me almost at all times or my laptop, I will find a Wi-Fi network and I get on and I say, okay, let's get your Power 90, your P90X, or your Sanity, or your Shakeology, whatever we were talking about, let's get it ordered right now. Today's just as good a day as tomorrow. Because most people, you will find 90% plus, surprisingly to me, I didn't believe it, but it's just a reality. Most people want to be led. They want you to tell them what the next step is. They don't want to hear you say, let's set up a follow-up time to cook. What's wrong with right now? So one thing I've really changed is, let's do it right now. Let's get it ordered. You know, a lot of times, Jason's taught me this, a lot of times I have a P90X or an Insanity or something in my trunk. I carry around a program with me because some people I meet are hot and trot and ready to go right now. So that's one thing he's taught me. So always ask for what you want is my point. Don't beat around the bush. Don't hesitate. Don't do what I did for about the first year and basically say, you know what, get a hold of me when you're ready, because those people won't. Life happens and they forget and they're not as focused on their health and fitness later on as they are during that conversation you're having with them. So if you guys are going to learn anything from my mistakes and from Jason's and all that, ask for what you want. Does that make sense, guys?
Closers get paid.
Yep. The last thing on this page, guys, is work with the willing. Whether it's your customers who have bought P90X from you and seem to be serious at the start and you're doing everything you can do to keep them engaged, or it's your new coach or your coach of 6 months, work with the willing. People are all different. People are the funkiest and finickiest animals out there. Work with the willing. One of the things that I really took away from our Dallas Leadership Conference, Jason, at least for me, was basically I'd rather run with a pack of 10 than basically jog with a herd of 100. The reality of it is that you're going to have your coaches out there. Hopefully every single one of you on this call are what I would call a runner. Hopefully you have a pack of runners that you have a hard time keeping up with. That's what every coach wants, is a group of people that are like yourself. You want, you know, if you're Fred Andalora, you want 10 to 15 to 20 Fred Andaloras on your team. You know, if you're Andy, you want a group of 10 to 15 Andys on your team. For me, I want a bunch of people like me or Jason on my team. You're not going to have that. That's a perfect world. You're going to have coaches who want this. You're going to have customers who want it. Those are the ones you really want to give your attention to. I'm not telling you to ignore your coaches, because unfortunately some of you are on this call. I'm not telling you to ignore the coaches who don't take this as seriously as it really is and treat this coaching like a fan club membership versus a huge opportunity you have to make a difference in people's lives and a significant income. What I'm telling you is the ones that really want it are the ones that you're going to want to answer their cell phone texts, their Facebook messages, the customers who frequently message you, those are the ones you want to give all your attention to, because they could potentially become coaches down the road if you help them enough to change their lives. So work with the willing. Hopefully you have a problem with that because you have so many people who want to be in that willing. That's a good problem to have. But learn from me. It wasn't until I changed my mentality that I really focus now on all my coaches. And I got a pretty deep, not as big as Jason, you know, but I got a pretty deep list of personally sponsored coaches now. But what I find is about the same 20 to 25 people are the ones I contact and talk to on a daily, weekly basis. I have a number of coaches who I don't ever hear from, and I try to contact them as often as possible to keep them engaged or on my team page, but they're what I would call discount fan club coaches who just buy things at discount every now and then or are willing to pay $15 a month. It's a shame, but there are going to be people in your downline that are like that. My intent is over time to change that, but you know, for the foreseeable future, I'm working with the willing. Anything you want to add to that, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, going going back 4 years, there's people I knew who, well, I personally thought would be great at this business. So I've done everything I can to encourage them to join, and, you know, some of them never have, so I've basically wasted a lot of that time trying to encourage them. And some of them that have done it only did it through my persistence, and their business reflects that. They're waiting for me to build the business for them because I was the one that took 2 years to convince them to join. So, you know, when you're working with somebody like that, it's a draw from you. Like, you're a battery, and it's taking away your energy, as opposed to being around somebody like Jeff and Andy who feel like they're rechargers, you know, and it adds more to your capacitance in your battery. I encourage you to be around optimistic, helpful people.
Yep. I mean, guys, Jason and I and Steven and Andy and all your, you know, your upline coaches on this call, we can help you. We can show you the way. You know, we are there for you to support you and mentor you. But the reality of it is, and I posted this on my team page yesterday, it was one of our upline coaches posted this, and it's so true. You know, the only person that's really responsible for your success and failure in this business is you. You are ultimately the one who's going to fail or succeed. You have a number of tools in front of you, but in the end, this is your business, and you're the CEO of your own business. The great thing about this is you're not alone. There's so many ways for you to get support, but this is your business. Know that we're here to help you, but, you know, in the end, this is your opportunity, not ours. Does that make sense? Okay. Guys, the next page is very simple. Very simple. I can really sum it up in one sentence, but I'll elaborate a little bit. The commission side of this, you make 25% off of everything that's bought and through you. Any customer buys something through you as a free customer, 25%. That simple. You sell a Shakeology, you're basically getting $30. Any of our upper tier programs, $30. Lower tier programs, starter programs, I like to call them, Power 90, anywhere probably about $15. 25%. If your customer becomes a club membership, your commission drops to 15% because they get 10% off as a club member. But don't fret. That $38.87 that your customer pays every 3 months to become a club member, Beachbody splits it with you every quarter, whether they buy something or not. So you get $19.44. So that's plain and simple, the commission side. There's two ways to make money. I just described one of those two ways. The next way, I'm probably, you know, I give you my version. I'm going to ask Jason to maybe touch on his version. But the next way you make money, guys, is through our bonus program. In order to be eligible for the bonus program, and I'm not going to go into this real deep because it's going to be clear as mud for a lot of you. What I like to do is have a deeper conversation, or your upline coach will have a deeper conversation with you on this when you become Emerald. But the reality of it is I want to just touch on it right now because this can get very, very deep. And coming from the king of genealogy himself, Jason, you know, he could probably talk 2 to 3 hours on this. But the second way you make money is through our Team Psycho bonus program. When you become Emerald, and that's defined as you and one coach on your left and one coach on your right are active, meaning you guys have your 50 volume points in your business center in a 35-day period, being active simply means, and this is where Team Beachbody is different than other companies like Amway and everything else. This, all that basically means is either you have purchased 50 volume points in a 35-day period, or, and this is how we're different, one of your customers can do it for you. Now, with that being said, if you guys are serious about this business, you're all going to be on Shakeology Home Direct, correct? So you're going to be active all the time just because of your own 90 PV for Shakeology every 4 weeks. So if you're serious about this on Shakeology Home Direct, you will be active all the time, and you'll teach your coaches to do the same thing. But when you and those two coaches are active, you are now considered Emerald, and you are eligible for the bonus program. The bonus program simply means you are eligible for $14, $16, $18 bonuses from the team below you based on their activity on a weekly basis. As your team grows, those bonuses become more prevalent every week. You come with an average coach, you know, an Emerald coach who's starting out in the business to getting 2 to 3 to 4 psycho bonuses a month, to someone like Jason who gets a few hundred psycho bonuses every week as your team grows. The great thing about the bonus program is that you are able to get psycho bonuses off of everybody below you, not just your PS coaches, but the coaches that I'm putting there, or Jason's putting there, or Andy's putting there. Anybody below you is part of the psycho bonus eligibility for that volume. So with that being said, you get a psycho bonus for 200 volume points on your strong leg and 100 on your weak. That is far as I'm going to go with it, because it can get so much deeper. Just know that your first goal is to get to Emerald as fast as you can. You get to Emerald as fast as you can, you're now eligible for the bonus program and also for the free customer leads. Anything you want to add to that, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, you can talk forever.
You're breaking up, Jason.
Yeah, you can talk forever about genealogy, and I've been fortunate because I came in with a really strong leg, and so my goal through this whole experience is to build up the weak leg. So, you know, in simplifying that, I had a team that was doing 200 over and over and over. So every time I sell 100 on the weak leg, I make a cycle bonus of $14. But, you know, it's almost like we should save that information for, a genealogy video or a new coach training number two or three, because it's just not how you make money out of the bat. You know, I think the important thing about getting started in this business is to get to your emeralds. Get a few customers on Home Direct Shakeology and get those first checks. The commissions you can make from day one. So every time you sell a P90X, you get $30. Same for Shakeology or for Insanity. So do that a few times. And then, you know, the one thing I took away from my first meeting was I didn't know what it was, but I knew I had to get there. So get towards Emerald. And then once you do that, you'll see one of these bonus checks come in for $14. You're like, wow, that's nice. I would like more of those, and how do I do more of those? And that's really the point to start worrying about genealogy, I feel.
Yep. Guys, just know that when you get to Emerald, we'll have a much deeper conversation and get together with Jason and really go into detail on how you get psycho bonuses more based on placement. But it's a much too deep conversation to have for getting started right. Just know that that part of the business is the second way you make money with Team Beachbody is through the psycho bonus program. I like to call it the reward part of the program, of how we get compensated, because you're rewarded by teaching other coaches the same things that we're teaching you. By replicating, duplicating, getting more people to come into this business, you're rewarded based on their volume. That easily, what happens is that becomes the more significant part of your paycheck. That's why coaches stay in this for the long haul, for the psycho bonus program. When you first become a coach, 90% of your income is from commissions. 1 year into this business, and 90% of your income comes from psycho bonuses. It does a complete 180. So, just to kind of give you an idea of where this can happen, you know, any given week, Jason, what dollar amount do you have simply in just psycho bonuses right now?
Yeah, I think that's a good point to make. You know, if you look at, and maybe I could even pull up a check here, so I'm not giving you fictitious information. If I look at my previous office, and I've got four business making now, right? So it's just like being four coaches all lined up with each other. But if I look at my biggest check here, my commission was $200. So any new coach in the business can make $200 in commission simply by starting a new coach selling a diamond pack. You know, you make $200 when you do that. In order to do that with P90X, it's $30 a piece, so you'd have to sell approximately 6 P90X to get $200. But any new coach could do that in a week's period. That's not unreasonable. And you see that even with 4 years of experience, that's all I'm doing is $200 in commission. The subscriptions is when you sign up a customer to be a paying club member, they pay $40 a quarter. You make $20 of that. So the next part of my check was $20 from that. And then the biggest part of my check by far was team bonuses, and that represents nearly $6,000. And that's because just so many people contributing to, purchase their weekly products or the next program that they want to do once they complete that initial one. And right, when you get so many people under you, that's where it comes from. So I think, you know, focus on the things that you can do from day one. You're not going to go out and make $6,000. But that's the long-term goal that you're trying to achieve. So that's why it's important to build up.
Everybody could hit mute is not talking. That'd be great. So, guys, that's the potential. The potential is where Jason's at, somewhere in between is me, and then the new coaches. Just focus on the tasks, and it's definitely achievable for you. Any questions on commissions or cycle bonuses at all? I know you'll have a lot of questions as we go farther in the business, and just know that we're here to help you guys. That's about the deepest I want to go in it. The next page, guys, is simply the compensation ranks. You guys can read those at your own leisure, but they all feed off of each other. You know, when you're a coach, there's the three ways you make money. You make money by your commissions. You make money by your Shakeology fast starts. That simply means that when you sign up a new coach, during the checkout process, those two screens where they can add packs or add new nutrition supplements, during the coach's checkout process, if they add Shakeology to their checkout, you as their sponsoring coach gets a $20 bonus. And then the third way Jason just described, you sell a diamond pack, you sell a showcase pack, a Shakeology starter pack, any of those, and you get a bonus from those two as their sponsoring coach. The next rank is Emerald. That's two coaches, one on the left leg and one on the right. You make money all the three same ways, but you now are eligible for the free customer leads. So they sign 30 to 50,000 customers a week from their 100 plus millions of dollars they spend on advertising. Those customers come to you, and you also are now eligible as an Emerald coach for a $14 cycle bonus. Ruby coaches is the exact same ways, except your cycle bonuses go up now to $16, and you get more of those cycle bonuses, obviously, the Ruby, because Ruby is four coaches, two on each leg with one being Emerald on each leg. And then your matching check bonuses, you now start to get matching percentages of what your Emeralds are making. And then Diamond Coach, make money all the same way. Your matching bonuses are higher. Your cycle bonuses go up to $18. Like I said, your matching bonuses are now from your Rubies and your Emeralds. And as a Diamond Coach, you're now eligible for free coaches. Not only free customers, but free coaches. Every now and then, somebody just goes to teambeachbody.com, you know, not being referred to by a coach, they sign up, and those coaches are given in a round-robin fashion to Diamond coaches. And then you get to Star Diamond. Jason and I are both Star Diamond. I'm a three-star. Jason is a multiple star in a few business centers. When you go two-star Diamond, Beachbody allows you to open up another business center under yourself. So you become a direct coach of yourself. It's like Austin Powers mini-me. You have a little mini version of yourself below you. The great thing about that is it represents another paycheck because you're building that center up, and you now control one of the stars in your first center. So I'm a three-star Diamond. When I turn my second business center Diamond, that's going to give me four-star, and I control that, which is great. When you go two-star Diamond, you're now eligible for it's basically quarterly profit-sharing checks. As a two-star Diamond, you get $1,000 approximately every quarter, strictly for being a two-star Diamond. It's a profit-sharing check. Get this. When you go five-star Diamond, you're now eligible in the vicinity of between $5,000 and $6,000 a quarter. That just means I've helped five people become Diamond themselves. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's the advantage of being Star Diamond. With that being said, guys, that's the end of the Getting Started Right. We definitely went longer than about 90 minutes. But I want to make sure we have 27 people on the call, Jason. I want to make sure that you guys get all your questions answered. I know some of them have come up through there. Are there any questions that you guys have saved up for the end for me or Jason? Nothing at all? We done that well?
Yep. Well, I mean, the commissions and stuff like that, that's something as it goes that it will be explained more, so I don't have to process everything right now.
Yeah, the commissions are basically paid to you, Amber, on a weekly basis. So you sell a P90X this week, you Team Beachbody awards you that money the next week, and it's deposited a week in arrears. So once you start getting direct deposits, you'll get them every single week.
Okay.
Based on your activity from the week before. And I just said something that I encourage you all to set up. It's done under profile in the back office. Direct EFT deposits. Set that up. There is no thing that bugs me more is not seeing my coaches set up their direct deposit. Paychecks, they charge you $250 per paycheck, and they take an extra week to get to your house. And you got the pain and hassle of going to the bank and cashing it. I don't ever, ever see a paycheck. I do direct deposits.
Where did you say that was at? I'm sorry.
If you're in the Coach Online office, under profile to the left side, under My EFT Management, electronic funds transfer. Any other questions, guys? None at all.
Jeff, this is Mary Swift.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, this Saturday, Super Saturday, new coaches and prospects to attend, or just
Yep, I'm planning to do like we did last time, having anybody who brings prospects, you know, stay and talk to them after or even do a business opportunity meeting. So anybody is welcome, Mary, and I'm glad you touched on that. Next Saturday is our National Super Saturday event. This is not my event. This is corporate asking coaches all over the country to basically give the quarterly update. We done it January 6th or January 7th, and we're doing it again 3 months later, April 9th. I'm having one here in Michigan, mid-Michigan, Saturday, next Saturday, April 9th, from 9 to 12 at the Four Point Sheridan on Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw. Jason's having one in Texas. One of my coaches, Ron, is having his in Florida. They're all over the country. So whether you're here or whether you're there, you can find out where an event is in your neck of the woods. So, Amber,
yep.
I am going to go on the site while I'm talking to you right now.
Kansas.
And tell you exactly where one is in Georgia. So bear with me here.
While he's doing that, I just want to make a correction. My son is going to Georgia, is here in Texas, so he'll be having an event here in Texas. I'm going to be out in Los Angeles with Nick Hussein and Barbie Blackwood at corporate headquarters. So that's the cool thing about this. If you have any prospects or downline coaches, you know, in other areas, just go online to this website, and it lists all the different events. And I think what I'm going to do right now, and it probably won't take effect right away, I'm just going to go ahead and make another domain name that's april9.puckhead.org, and that way, whenever you want to go check it, you know, just type in 49.puckhead.org, and you can look through and see which event's closest to you.
Yep. And for those of you that want to see this list, you're going to go into your Coach Online office, and over to the right side under Breaking News, it says a list of April 9th Super Saturday events. You just click on that, and it brings up the document. And all you got to do is just scan down a little bit and click on your state. So let me go to Georgia for Amber. Amber, there's six in Georgia. There's one in Atlanta, two in Atlanta, one in Augusta, one in Robbins, one in Gainesville, and another one in Atlanta, and one more in Atlanta. So I don't know if you're closer to Atlanta, Gainesville, or Warner Robbins, Georgia.
Yeah, that's like 5 hours for me. I'll go Atlanta.
Which one? Atlanta. So
yeah.
There's one, like I said, there's five or six of them in Atlanta. All you got to do is click on, if you're in the Coach Online office under Breaking News, you'll see the little link for all the events. Just click on that and click on your state, and you can see them all. So, again, guys, this is not my event. This is a corporate update. They're going to be sending me all the materials to cover, and it's a really cool way to get with your local coaches. It's a great way to network with your local coaches. It's a great way to you know, just get all the information in the group environment, and there's some really cool information. You know, since you brought it up, Mary, what did you get from the last one?
Get from the last one, what, the meeting?
Yeah.
I was at yours, actually, in Frankenmuth.
Yep, but I mean, did you think it was worth your time coming out?
Oh, yes, yes. It was definitely, I had actually one prospect come, and it was very helpful. The prospect part, I think, is helpful, and it's definitely a great way to meet, like you said, meet people in your area that want to do what you want to do.
So, you new coaches, hopefully in the local area, will be at mine next Saturday, and those of you in other areas, you'll consult that document and find a way to get to it. Some of them even have group workouts associated with them. They're just a lot of fun. So, thank you for bringing that up, Mary.
Yeah,
sure. Anybody else have some more questions?
Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to mention one thing. This is Fred. I already brought it up to my couple of my new coaches here, but for people that weren't aware of it, there's this new Shake and Shear program is on right now. That's probably also something that would help the new coaches get involved and get some understanding and get some tools for Shakeology. So,
yeah, and they're free tools too, which is really cool. If you guys click on that same area, Breaking Coach News, on your coach online office, it's the second one from the bottom. It says Shake and Share is on. Click on that. All you got to do is simply do those three things. Complete the form, share Shakeology, and you'll get a lot of tools in the mail. They're giving you free stuff to start your business, which is really cool. They're giving you some things. So take advantage of that. Great, great mention, Fred. Shake and Share. Click on that. It's a great way to get some stuff in the mail for F-R-E-E, free.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah, we like free.
Still a good price, isn't it? It's still a good price.
Yeah, free is always a good price, and it's a way to get some bling, too. One of the things I think they're giving there is the towel. They're giving away those towel stations they gave us on the boat.
Yeah, I actually just got mine in the mail, the Shake and Share kit. I don't believe I got a towel. It does show a towel in the back office. Maybe that comes in a separate package. But, yeah, just for registering, it comes with the MJ Durkin Live CD, and he talks about why the Advice from 100 Doctors Not Lying is such a great tool to use, and you know, a little memo about how to use that stuff. So nothing else. He gives you two DVDs of about 100 Doctors Don't Lie. Those are audios you can give to somebody. And anybody that listens to that instantly knows five people with Shakeology, because at this point, I would say it's scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. And in today's society, there's so many people that have problems with that. The average person that's replacing one meal a day with Shakeology is losing 5 to 10 pounds a month. We've got the Shakeology 3-day cleanse that people are losing up to 10 pounds a day. So, you know, the vast CD and not know somebody in your life that can benefit from it. So I think that's the important part of that. And, you know, this is important. We're free to utilize and make our business grow. So, by all means, register. Take 2 minutes to register and get a couple of clues.
Okay, guys. If there's no more questions, I'm going to give you guys a tiny piece of homework, which is very easy, and then just a few things to go over, and then I'm going to close out here, and I'm going to go veg out with my wife for a little bit before she goes to bed. Number one, I want you guys all to basically fill this form out and send it to your upline coach. It's important that we know that you're taking advantage of this Getting Started Right. We love to file your stuff and follow up with you and keep you on track. We're your accountability partners. Number two, I would love for you guys all to pick up a book called The Slight Edge. This is not Team Beachbody. You can go to Amazon and get it for, I think, $5, or you can go to your local bookstore. It's called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. It's an awesome, awesome book. Some of you may have already gotten this book through one of our game plan trainings, but it's an awesome book to really help you focus on doing some personal enrichment. Okay, and then from that point, I encourage you to do 10 pages a day or 10 minutes a day from audio. You know, dive into something other than Team Beachbody just to help you keep your mindset. Three, I would like you guys all, and hopefully you will follow our lead and get your Shakeology Home Direct ordered. I know some of you are waiting on some samples from me. Those should be there tomorrow. You're going to love it. And then after that, show me you're serious about your business and get on that so you can really start building not only people in the programs, but the Shakeology, the health on the inside. We've talked enough about that tonight so you really understand how important it is to your business. And then the last thing, guys, is rely on us as your team. Don't hesitate to contact any of us. Don't hesitate to get into Team Sparty and post. Talk to your coaches. You know, that's going to be my best way for you guys to communicate with me and the team. If you got a question, post it there. It's going to get answered a lot quicker than any individual person you send it to. People are on that page. People stalk that page. The reality of it is, and when somebody posts in there, it goes to their email. It goes a pop-up message on their smartphone. They see that pretty instantly. That's all I got for you guys. It's not that difficult of homework. Obviously, they're all important steps, but they're really going to help you get things started, and hopefully you guys found this call to be very, very beneficial tonight. It's just sharing good health and fitness practices and programs, and we got the products that can really change and end the trend of obesity, guys. Thursday, team call. Tuesday night, business opportunity call for any prospects you got. That information will be in Team Sparty. Thursday night, I really hope you guys join. I'm trying to get a guest speaker, and I've had the request again from people, a lot of the new coaches. I'm going to make a topic to talk about Success Club. I'm not going to go into it deep right now, but do your research, go into the back office, learn about Success Club. Success Club is one thing that you can do that you can focus on that does a number of things for you. It builds your business for you. It helps you qualify for a lot of the contests and trips. Success Club, remember that term. We're going to talk about it a lot more on the team call on Thursday. Jason, you got anything you want to end with?
Yeah, well, like, again, this is just about getting started, getting your feet on the ground. Larry Zimber, the director of corporate training at one time, always said, you know, don't start off a baby, you know, with expensive blue jeans because you need diapers. And the one thing I took away from my initial event was get to Emerald. And if that's the only thing you remember from the call, look online, see what Emerald is, and work towards doing that. And that starts a successful business for y'all. You stick with that for a year, and a successful business can be, like Jeff said, a mortgage payment or a car payment, or really just getting great emails from people telling you how they had a better doctor's visit, or they've gotten off their cholesterol medicine, or you know, perhaps they can be around a few extra years in this world. So thanks for coming tonight. Stick with the basics, you know, work on commissions and getting general, and a year from now you'll be running these calls.
Yes, you will. Okay, guys, good night. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, buddy.